Governor Scott Walker signed legislation last spring that would close the troubled Lincoln Hills School for boys and Copper Lake School for girls. Both youth prisons face allegations of abuse and neglect from guards, and advocates have argued that bringing kids closer to home will reduce recidivism rates.
Now, Milwaukee County officials are planning for 2021 when both facilities are scheduled to close. Our next guest has been following the story and joins us now with the latest.
Corrine Hess is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. Corrie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Corrie, can you briefly give us an overview of some of the issues facing both the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls?
Well, like you said, for years there have been allegations that the inmates there, who are all minors, were being abused and neglected. And early last year, Governor Walker decided that the juvenile jail would be shut down. This is not going to happen, though, until 2021. So it's going to be open for a few more years. And by January of 2021, there's going to be some smaller regional facilities opening up. We're not really sure yet where all those facilities will be. The state is going to run one of them for the most violent offenders, and then there's going to be some other ones run by counties. The only county that we know will be getting one is Milwaukee County, so they're preparing for that right now.
What kind of juvenile offenders will be housed at these facilities? Do we know yet?
We don't really know, but we know that these are the offenders that are nonviolent. They'll probably be about 40 to 50 at these facilities, and they're the ones that probably won't stay more than 6 months. And these facilities are really going to be places where there's going to be rehabilitation programs. The Milwaukee County is talking about having educational programs, workforce training, and the thing about it is it's going to be located in Milwaukee. 65% of the juveniles at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake School for Girls are from Milwaukee County.
I was just going to ask, is that why they're centering one of these residential centers in Milwaukee?
Yes, it is. I mean, the community really wants these youth back where they're from. And this is a way, too, where families can come visit. The center that they're looking at building is going to be on about 5.5 acres of land. There's going to be green space. Talking to county officials, they want families to come and be part of the treatment. They looked at a lot of studies. They think that helps reduce recidivism rates. And they want the community to try to get involved with different mentorship programs. Again, this is all just starting to be looked at. But they really want this to be a place where these youths can try to get their lives back on track.
Corrine Hess is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. And we are talking about the closing of Lincoln Hills Schools for Boys and the Copper Lake Schools for Girls and the future of housing juveniles across the state. Corrie, you spoke with Mary Jo Myers, who heads the Department of Health and Human Services for Milwaukee County, and you talked a little bit about some of the goals, some of the county's goals with the facility. What are some of the other things they're looking to do?
Well, I mean, they want to do, their main goal really is to reduce recidivism, but the way that they want to do that is they want to have education opportunities, job opportunities. They want to reach out to the community and form partnerships, so that they've got people coming in and showing the youth that there are other options when they get out. They don't have to go back to the types of lives that they were living that got them there in the first place. So that's really their main goal. They also want to make sure that the families are involved. So they're looking at building this in a zip code of Milwaukee where the majority of these youths were growing up. And we'll return to, most likely.
How long will the juveniles be housed at the proposed site?
You know, in talking to Mary Jo Myers, she said that after about 6 months, that most will be released. So it won't be a long-term thing. Again, these aren't the so-called worst of the worst. they're going to be in a different facility that will still be state-run.
What have you heard from criminal justice advocates in the county about the proposed facility?
You know, I think everyone's looking at this as a new beginning. What happened at Lincoln Hills, in the allegations there, it just can't happen again. So I think they're excited about this. They're excited kind of as starting over. Even in talking to Mary Jo, she said that Milwaukee shouldn't shy away from the fact that every single youth at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake is a person of color, and that Milwaukee doesn't have a great reputation statewide, but that we should really embrace that here in Milwaukee and do better for these families and for these children, really.
Now, you talked about reducing recidivism among young offenders. I imagine by having them close in, for instance, the location, one of the locations being in Milwaukee, and having them maybe close to family as well as county services, that may be a way long term to affect recidivism among young people. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what they're hoping. That is correct. They've looked at other programs nationwide, and I think the belief is, and what they've seen in other states, is that if these youth can get involved in community programs or in workforce development programs and already be, entrenched in their community before they're released, then they've got something to look forward to. They've got something to go to. I think that is a way.
Now, when you talk about the community as a whole, how can the business community be involved with the county and with these centers as far as addressing the issue of recidivism?
You know, that's another thing that the county did talk about, that they'd love to see the business community get involved in this, especially now with unemployment so low and a lot of people saying that they cannot find workers, that they would love for people in the business community to come and meet some of these young people and give them a chance.
Now, building this new residential center is going to be expensive, so has the county talked about how they're going to pay for it?
Well, they have. They have not said how much this is going to cost. The only indication I could get was they thought about renovating one of their facilities, and that was going to cost more than $40 million. And so building new will be less than $40 million. But they are going to apply for a grant through the state, and all they're saying is that the grant won't cover the cost, and they don't know the cost, and that's also being evaluated. So I'm not really sure how this will be paid for. I don't know if anyone's outlined that yet.
Have you seen, at least so far, and obviously money's going to be key to this, but have you seen so far any pushback as far as building this center or building this facility in Milwaukee and the potential cost?
I haven't seen it yet, but again, there hasn't been a site selected. And there hasn't been a cost set. So, time will tell on all of that.
Corey, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Corinne Hess is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. She joins us today to talk about how Milwaukee County officials are planning for the upcoming closure of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth prisons.
If you have been affected by the Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills story over the years, we'd love to hear from you and what you think of this idea of closing it and opening these smaller facilities. Email us, ideas@WPR.org. And, of course, you can always tweet us @CentralTime WPR and share your thoughts.